It's just magic up here. And you know the nicest time of the lot, when the snow, the wild heavy snow. It sounds terrible to say that, but I noticed too way back, the snow as was absolutely white. And this road there, I had an old van with me, good luck, it wasn't a post van. And of course I went in, I had a video recorder with me, went up, and I made it, I parked the van, I didn't care, because I had on my run before I'd come up, went across into the mountain, went over to an old woman over there, and she was working with sheep. And geez, I couldn't get a better run of it. I just started videoing, and asked her, was it right to go up to the side of the hill, and went up and said, why deep snow in it? And then a woman kept working away while I was videoing, as if I wasn't there. And the dog, there's nothing as eerie as the dog barking, and the sheep bleating, and the snow on the ground, and her feeding. God. Then she took me in for tea then, and it was just on big bread. Yeah. Oh no, this is... The amazing thing about it, when you look back, you might say, I think of it, when you go up to the top of these mountains and look down into the valley and look down to the places that were laboured all them years ago, I'll tell you what is happening. It's all going back to where it started.
Yeah.
It's all going back. At the end of the day, there's going to be a gate at the bottom of this road here, and that'll be the end of it. It'll be... There's no more. There's only one... There's one man here, he goes away to London, England for 3 months to his son and daughter, and there's one woman left there. She lives a wee over the under.